Hello, my name is Zachary Litz, and I play Nugget Ironbeard.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Stevens, and I play Tippletoe Cobblelob.
Hi, I'm Felicity Busso, and I play Marza Raneth.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Bohan, and I play Jean Gothera.
Hi, I'm Joseph Musa, your Dungeon Master. Thank you for listening to the All D20 Podcast. Now, let the story begin. All right. Tippletoe, you step in.
Do the vines do anything?
The vines are gone.
Awesome. So I approach over toward you.
All right, get these things off my feet.
Yep, just hold very
still. As you get closer to Nugget, your foot presses down on a piece of stone.
Well, that's not too good.
Nothing happened so far.
Am I close enough to reach him? His feet?
You're about...
Like if I go...
You're about 5 feet away, so...
No, I'm not.
You're not quite close enough to reach him.
Am I allowed to follow right behind her?
Yeah, you can be right behind
I'm
her.
I'm right behind her.
And you can see the indent of the stone.
Hey,
pressed in the dungeon.
Marza, so that I can get to him, can you put your foot here on this stone and keep it down?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. So as soon as Marza puts her pressure of her foot on the stone goes down a little bit further. Then the entire dungeon starts shaking.
At this point, I just reach forward quickly, grab a hold of the chains, and try to turn them to wood.
Both of you make a dexterity saving throw. In fact, everybody except for Nugget, because you...
I'm blocked in place.
Make a dexterity saving throw, please.
I'm not going anywhere.
Twelve.
Three.
Meep.
All of you take 25 points of bludgeoning damage as the roof from the top collapses on top of you.
You're dead.
I'm down.
Same.
I am still up.
I'm out.
Well, that's party wipe.
Are you down too?
You told me not to roll.
No, you don't roll because you're automatically going to take the damage regardless.
Oh, crap. Well, how much was it?
25.
Not the only one that's up.
I'm up.
Okay.
Are you down too?
I have 6 health left.
Oh, man. That's Dungeons & Dragons, folks.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, so there's this huge pile of rubble. You see bits and cloth from Tippletoe's robes. You see bits of armor as Marza's on top of Tippletoe. And just big pile of rubble.
Okay, well, that was stupid. Is there any other shaking? Just
that was it.
Well, then... Okay, I'm going to use 2 healing words.
Okay.
On these two.
I'm going to run back if I can.
Okay. So, we'll get to you. Finish your...
Okay, healing words. 5.
So Marza...
I'm at 0.
5 magic. You're still at 5.
Oh, I don't go at negative, right?
Correct. Okay. There's no negative.
And...
So Marza immediately feels the magic of Amonhead.
7.
Feel her. As well as Tippletoe.
All right, you want to try that again?
Can you get the rocks off me?
Yeah, sure!
You guys are both completely trapped underneath the rocks. You are going to need to have the rubble moved. Now it is your action.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to run back, see what they did, and yell at them.
Okay. As you're running back, you notice that there are holes in the walls that weren't there before. And as soon as you run back through the hallway, back to where they're at, make a dexterity saving throw with advantage for noticing the holes in the walls.
Thank you. Dex save, right?
Yep.
Not natural 20.
You take 3 points of piercing damage, and I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
Eight.
You are sickened. You have the sickened effect for 3 rounds. Okay, so for sake of argument, this is going to be a skill challenge. So right now, you guys are trapped in the pile of rubble. And how we're going to do this is you guys are going to use your skills on your sheet in order to figure out how to get out of this debacle without letting go of any other traps. History checks, things like that. Any skill, a healing check, in order to pass the challenge. Now, you guys need to get 3 passes before you get 3 fails. If you get 3 fails, something really bad happens. If you get 3 passes, then you pass the challenge successfully, and we're there. So, everybody roll for initiative, so we can start the order. 25 to 20.
21.
15 to 20. 10 to 15.
11.
11.
All right, so we'll say Jean's first. And then Marza.
9.
All right, so Tip, you are first to act. You are going to use one of your skills in order to get out of the situation. You are now having a very hard time breathing. You are trapped in a pile of rubble.
I am going to kind of maneuver myself around just enough to be able to touch against the stones, and then use my alchemy skill to turn the stone to wood so that it is lighter.
Okay, go ahead and make an alchemy check.
17.
In the process of melding the wood, you must be being squeezed a little bit too tightly. And in the process, you only manage to get 1 rock turned to wood, but it's unfortunately one of the main rocks that's preventing the rest of the rubble from closing you in further. And now you are even more trapped inside of the rubble. That's your action, and 1 fail. Jean, it's your turn. Mon chéri.
Can I try survival to see the best course of action to instruct them?
Sure. Make a survival check.
11.
You are very, very confused. You don't really seem to know what's going on. This is new for you, and all you know is that these people are trapped, and there's not much you can do in this regard. Unfortunately, that is another fail. Nugget.
This is gonna suck. Well, because there's nothing I can really do. I'm chained up.
Well, you have your arms free.
Yeah, so I can flap off.
You can still do heal checks. You could do a religion check. Maybe pray to your god for some help. Those are all things that you can do in a skill challenge. All
right,
just use your imagination.
No. This is gonna suck ass. But okay, me and the god, we don't get eye to eye, but fine. Gonna try a religion check. Which one's my god? I wrote that down.
Amonhead.
I'm in hit. You wee fucker. We're in trouble. Bail us out. Amen. I have a -1 religion, so that's the extent of my piety. It is a dirty 1. So not a complete botch.
You don't hear any responses.
I didn't think so.
From your god.
Oh my.
And that unfortunately ends the skill challenge.
Party wipe!
The DC had to be super high. 17 was a fail.
You were 1 off.
Oh.
1 off. Let's contemplate a moment while we watch these people die. As you guys are sifting through the rubble and trying to assess your situation, you hear a sound behind you, Jean, as one piece of the armor starts clanking and putting itself together. And you have one round to act.
Wouldn't it be Marza's? Isn't she have a turn in this round? Or
is she's just buried under rubble.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're the only person available to act at all right now. And it's between you and some crazy ghostly magical armor.
Well, I mean, I could throw my hammer.
That is true. You can definitely do that.
Can't go nowhere.
I need to get some of these people free. So I'm going to move in and try and lift some of the rocks.
Yeah, go ahead. Strength check.
15.
All right, so you actually move a big chunk of rock, and you moved enough to where Marza can actually lift one of her arms, so I'm going to go ahead and let Marza now roll a strength check to see if she can pull herself out of the rubble.
Six.
All right, yeah, so you unfortunately are still pretty bogged down, and you're not able to get very far. And this now the closest one is going to go toward wherever Jean is and face right him. Okay. And it's going to take its short sword, take a swing at you, Jean. It is a 14 to hit.
Miss.
All right, so it takes a swing and doesn't aim very well and just kind of swifts. And that is its action. So Tippletoe, you're next.
So, Marza, you can get out almost?
I tried, but
I'm going to make you big again. Just don't squish me. Enlarge.
Because you have now been enlarged, you are larger than the objects around you, and you are able to stand up on your turn.
Okay.
All right. And now it's going to be Jean's turn. Mm-hmm. By the way, that was a really, really good use of a spell, so I'm going to give you a lucky charm for that. So everybody, just so you know, a lucky charm is something that I award players for doing something that's super creative and awesome, and they can trade that in to either give me bad luck, which means I roll two and take the worst of the rolls, or they can trade it in for themselves for some good luck and take two and take the best of the score. But they must trade it in before they roll their die.
I'm going to attack the one that attacked me.
All right.
14.
That is a miss. So you take your weapon and it just clangs off of the metal armor of this weird apparition.
And then bonus action, I'm going to disengage and go inside the cell.
Okay, so rough terrain because you're stepping over the rubble to get there and around Marza, so half movement speed on those two squares. All right, perfect. And Nugget, it's your turn.
All right. All right, lass, go put yourself to use. And I chuck my hammer at the one that stood up.
All right, so go ahead and make your attack roll.
That would be a 22.
Oh, that is a definite hit.
All right, and that is 8 damage.
All right. Roll 2d6s for me, please.
9.
So that's total 17?
Yes.
Right. So as you throw your hammer, you notice that she starts sparking more and more and more, and she releases a discharge of electrical energy that zaps the unit. And it looks like it hurt it pretty significantly.
And as a bonus action, actually, do I want to do that? Yeah. Okay, I'm going to do use a bonus action to throw up spiritual weapon.
Okay.
Bringing back my very decorative
Your mug.
Mug.
All right. So whisper words of magic to Amonhet, and it seems like he's responding this time.
You wee fucker, give me my beer!
And a big giant mug, a stein of ale, appears on a square adjacent to the apparition in armor.
And it's gonna do its bonking 20.
Alright, that's a hit.
And 6 damage.
You give it a good whacking, and there's like a ding as the stein connects with the helm of this strange apparitional armor. Leaves a nice little dent in it, too.
Take that!
Right, Marza, you are now able to act.
Okay, can I see Tippletoe?
You're on top of Tippletoe.
Okay, well, I stand up.
Okay, so you stand up, and you do see her in the rubble.
All right, I'm going to grab her arm and pull her out.
So you're pulling her out of the rubble?
Yep.
All right, so make a strength check. Does Enlarge give you a bonus to strength?
Yes, yep. You have advantage.
So that will be 20.
Okay, so you managed to just yank Tippletoe right out of the rubble. Unfortunately, she was on top of the step that was being held down.
Oh.
And the step starts moving up just a little bit, and you guys feel a little shake, and then some of the rubble falls on top of the step, holding it in place.
Oh.
Oh, you asshole.
Okay.
Okay.
It is now the apparition's turn, and it is going to move up to where Large Marza is, and it's going to do a funny dance. It's moving its gauntlets around in a strange, funny fashion. It's moving its legs around in a strange, funny fashion. And its damaged helm in a strange, funny fashion. But it's moved over just one more away from the weapon. There you go.
Did it just do the hokey pokey?
It did a very strange, yeah. It put one, what is the metal boot called?
Sabaton? Or something like that?
Yeah. I think that's boots.
Yeah, I think that's the
boots. Yeah, so one Sabaton in, one Sabaton out.
Or was it like doing like, you know, Thriller?
It was just doing some strange hokey dance.
And that's its action. I wish you're all here to see what Nugget just did.
It was fantastic.
It was awesome.
He looked like that arm guy from Family Guy, where the wacky, wild, wonderful...
Flailing arm man!
Flailing arm man, he literally did that.
Wacky, waving arm, flailing arm, tube man.
Yeah, that guy. He literally did that as a dance. It was pretty awesome.
Y'all suck.
It is now Tippletoe's turn.
All right, can I use my Arcana to look at their weapons to try to figure out if their weapons are magical or not?
You want
to
look at Nugget's and Jean's?
Well, yeah. You know mine's magical because I throw it and it comes back to me.
Okay. Then I would want to look at his to see if it's magical.
So that's what you're going to use as your action?
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead and roll an Arcana check.
17.
It is definitely magical. It is definitely magical.
Okay.
All right, so there's your action. It is now going to be Jean's turn.
All right. Is there still the rest of the gate? Is that there, no, or is it completely gone?
The gate was the vines, and the vines have sucked themselves up into the roof.
Okay, so first, bonus action, disengage.
Okay.
And then I will shoot it with a short bow.
All right, go ahead and make your attack. And it is adjacent with Marza, so it's
sneak attack. 10.
That is a miss, unfortunately. So you aim a little bit higher than you planned. Maybe you lost your footing on some of the rubble, and you shoot the arrow just a little bit too high, and it bounces off the ceiling and does not hit anybody, thankfully, and just bounces down the hallway.
Yeah.
Clang, 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 clang. Okay, so Nugget.
All right, lass. This time, we need emotional content. Try again with feeling. I throw it at the walking armor thingy again.
Roll your...
Well, that would be a nice botch.
All right, so let's go ahead and get the fumble cards.
All right, here we go. This is going to be funny. Okay. Poor sport. Your target taunts you. Make a DC 14 wisdom savings throw on a failed save. You have disadvantage when attacking this target until you successfully hit them.
Awesome.
So it taunts me. I don't know. Was it shake its ass at me or something?
Yeah, it shakes its open rear, and all you see is darkness.
Well, let me see.
Ew, okay, open
so
rear.
DC 14.
Yeah, so that it can poo.
Well, I rolled an 8.
All right, so you failed?
Yeah, I failed.
So you're absolutely disgusted by this thing showing its metal rear.
Cover your shame!
All right, Marza.
Oh, wait. My bonus action with my spiritual weapon.
Okay, so you're going to move your spiritual weapon?
Boink. Now, do I get disadvantage with this attack, or...
I'm going to say all attacks. Okay. Anything that's tied to you, you're going to get disadvantage.
Okay, so... Okay, that was another botch. Thank you very much, dice gods. May you burn in hell.
Oh, no.
Okay, so this one would be... Well, it would just be a melee attack.
No, it's magic.
You sure?
What does it say?
Drawing a blank. You are unable to cast the spell for 1 minute.
All right, so I'm going to say that you're unable to cast magic weapon for 1 minute.
Does that mean the one that's out is gone?
Or? No, it's still out. You just can't cast another one for 1 minute.
Okay.
That's so fine. For 10 rounds, you cannot cast another magic weapon.
Okay, that's cool. Stupid Stein.
All right, and Marza.
All right, I am going to cast Ensnaring Strike as a bonus action.
Okay. And what does Ensnaring Strike do again?
Next time I hit a creature before the spell ends, a writhing mass of thorny vines appears at the point of impact, and the target must succeed on a strength saving throw or be restrained by the magical vines until the spell ends.
Awesome. And that's a concentration spell?
Correct.
Okay. And go ahead and make your attack.
That is 16.
All right. So that hits.
Don't forget your plus one d4.
Ten points of damage?
Correct.
All right, so you take Sir Willard and you smack into the armor of this thing, and you smack it so hard that the armor just scatters across the room, and all you hear is clink, 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 as you defeated whatever this strange armor apparition was. And for now, you guys are out of combat.
See, that's what you should have done, you stupid hammer.
Strange enough, you're not getting any response from her.
Pouting.
I'd take a whack at getting him out with lockpicks.
Okay. Now, so you're stepping over to area that he's at right now?
Yes.
All right. So we are going to say that the spot right in front of him is the danger spot where all the rubble is. So, are you going to go to the right of him, or are you going to go to the left of him?
I can't do it from behind. I have to be...
Because you sort of have me in the middle of the room, not
against
the
wall. I figured that that's actually part of the wall. Just ignore that last...
Ah, okay. So, then I
should go over here. Okay. So, you're going to be over there. Go ahead and do an investigation check first.
9.
Well, it doesn't take much for you to really notice that... There are no locks on these chains.
I cannot get you out. There are no locks on these.
Well, then open them, or eat them, or set them on fire.
I reach out and touch them, and finally try to turn the stone.
Aren't you still covered in rubble?
No. Marza got her out.
Oh, good.
20.
So you successfully turn the chains from stone to wood on the lower left foot.
There, now it should be breakable.
Okay, well, I am going to do something completely different. Everyone, don't move. Or does anyone have a problem waiting 10 minutes?
It's up to you guys.
You guys have a problem waiting for 10 minutes?
Let me step away.
No, 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 no. You want to be close for this one. Gonna be touching you all over.
Oh, I'm in.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, then I'm gonna cast Prayer of Healing.
Okay.
10-minute casting time. So right. I'm just gonna be like, I mean, you can...
While you do that, I can get you free.
Just don't leave 30 feet.
Okay. So, now right. that it's...
So, you see Nugget close his eyes into some form of dwarvish prayer. He starts speaking only in dwarvish that no one can really understand.
There's a lot of spitting involved.
Even you, Tippletoe, with all of your years of training and reading the dwarvish novels, you don't really understand. You know that it's a dwarvish dialect, but it's almost like the equivalent to someone from France trying to listen to someone from Louisiana speak French to them. It's kind of French, but not quite what you can really fully understand. It's very odd, strange. It's almost ancient, something that even your books don't really have any information on.
Okay.
And even Nugget doesn't realize that the dwarvish that he speaks is of an ancient, different dialect than what's common.
Yeah, I probably just hear, you know, Tourette's swearing constantly.
Yeah, it sounds like something you would see with snake handlers, just a whole bunch of tongues and crazy stuff. But it is a form of dwarvish. All right, so that is what he's going to do. While this is happening, what are you going to do?
Will you break the wood, and then I'll make the other chain wood?
Yeah.
And you can break that wood. Okay.
All right, so go ahead and make an attack with...
17.
All right, so you take a really good swipe, and you smack right into the wood, and you snap it, and you do free one of his legs.
If you cut my legs off, I'll kill you.
All right, I go for the other chain. Another attempt, too.
Okay.
It's over 20.
All right. You managed to also turn this into wood. And everybody hears a click.
Nami. Mechalekahai, mechahainiho!
What was...
Waiting for dinner.
What was that?
I don't like clicks. That
did it just sound omnidirectional or from?
It sounded from behind the wall, but it was an audible click.
I'm gonna go inspect the wall.
All right, make an investigation check for me.
Oh, we're never getting through this 10 minutes.
14.
You're all gonna die. All
right. You noticed that. Each one of the bolts is attached to some strange apparatus that disappears within the wall. You can't see what it is, but it does feel machine-like and does remind you of some interesting intricacies that you've had to deal with when dealing with Lolth, the summer Fey Queen.
This is not good. Not good at all.
We need to leave.
We need to leave right now.
He's kind of in the middle of something. I don't know if we can get him to leave.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers!
You gonna do this while you're moving?
No. You just gotta stay in prayer.
Disappointing.
I can hide us.
So, what do you guys do?
Anybody? Nobody.
Are you going to finish breaking him free?
No.
Wait, I thought they did.
All she did
was... All we got was one leg.
Well, no, I thought she cut the second one. Oh, no, she turned it into wood.
And then you all heard an audible click.
Let's just stay.
Let's wait till we are more healthy.
I've only got 5 health.
I'm a two young ladies from Spain.
You're at the last minute.
Doom, 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 doom,
I have Sir Willard drawn, FYI.
When two of the strange apparatuses appear from the hallway coming towards you guys. Everyone reroll for initiative. 25 to 20. 20 to 15.
18.
10 to 15. 5 to 10?
8.
5.
1 to 5?
3! The mightiest number of them all.
Which doesn't matter, Nugget, because you're busy praying.
Yeah. So.
It actually makes sense that you rolled the lowest initiative.
It does.
All right, so the apparatuses go first. They're going to go ahead and move up. Just take one of those and move it forward. So those apparatuses are going to both attack Marza. 24 for one and a 21 for the second.
Both hit.
And you're going to take 9 points of piercing damage. All
right, I'm down.
So right now, folks, we have the board set up where there are two apparatuses that just knocked Marza down. She's unconscious, and now there's Tippletoe and there's Jean nearest them with Nugget still chained to the wall, praying, only chained with one foot, praying to heal everybody. And we are on round one. There's 9 more rounds before Prayer of Healing finishes.
Told you not to move!
I just gotta shoot range short bow.
Okay.
21.
Oh, that's a definite hit.
6 damage.
So you managed to knock off one of the gauntlets, but the gauntlet holding the sword is still aimed and ready to attack. Okay, let's see here. Tip, you're up.
Making her drink a potion, would that be an action or a bonus?
That takes
action?
Your entire action.
Okay, so...
But you can shove a potion down her throat for a full action.
Bend down, pour a healing pot, 2d4.
Okay, so Tippletoe... barely bends down and lightly caresses Marza's cheek, gently pulls apart her lips, and then shoves this healing potion down her gullet and starts massaging her throat as she swallows for how many points of healing?
4 healing points.
For 4 points of healing, and you are now awake.
And then I'm going to chill touch on the...
No, that was your full action.
I get a bonus action.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. All right, so you're going to use Chill Touch as your bonus?
Yes. And I believe
on the same one that Jean attacked, or the other one?
The same one.
Okay. So make your attack roll.
That is 17.
That's a hit.
1d8. 7 points of necrotic damage.
Okay.
If it is undead, it has disadvantage on attack rolls until... the end of my next turn.
This is not undead.
Aww.
It's more enchanted than undead. Okay, so you manage to take Chill Touch and you slap it across the helm, and the helm spins around like one of those crazy cartoons.
Who's your daddy?
And you definitely did some damage to it, but it's still there. All right, Marza, it's your turn to act.
Okay, I stand up, and I drink it, the healing potion.
For a bonus action? Okay, so you drink your healing potion as a bonus action?
Well, actually, you're a paladin, right? You could lay on hands yourself.
I don't even have a healing potion.
Yes, you do. Everyone started with one. Everyone has one healing potion.
But, I mean, you have lay on hands, so, I mean, you could heal yourself up...
Yeah, but as a bonus action, she could use...
Lay on Hands is a cantrip. Or it's not a cantrip, but a...
I think it's a bonus action.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not
I thought it was a full action.
No, I
have to look it up.
To the player's guide! As an action.
Yep. Yeah, so you can drink a potion as a bonus action, and you can drink, and you can do Lay on Hands as an action.
4... and then I will swing at the same one that everybody else is.
Okay.
15.
All right, that's a hit.
Seven points of damage.
All right, and you kill the apparition. Armor just goes flying everywhere. All right, Nugget, it's your turn.
Well, I'm not doing anything other than praying.
Oh, that's right. So Nugget's praying. All right, so we're now on round two.
All right, Chikon, you better be coming. Hurry! You can spooch all over these assholes! All
right, so it's the apparition's turn to act. It's going to attack Marza. 21 to hit.
Yep, it hits.
For 5 points of piercing damage. And it is now Jean's turn.
I'm going to run around. Still rough terrain, right?
Yes. There's still tons of rubble around you, so it's still half movement.
Okay, I can get there. And attack with my rapier.
Okay.
Sneak attack is once.
Well, per you have round. One. Yeah, you have. You can sneak attack.
If 12. You can hit.
12 is a miss. So you take a stab, and it just lifts its armor, and you just stab at air instead. Okay, so Tip, it's your turn.
I'm just gonna firebolt.
Firebolt. Okay. So make an attack roll.
15.
That barely hits.
2 fire damage.
Okay. So you lightly singe some of the armor. All right, Marza, it's your turn.
All right. I'm going to swing at the same one I was attacking.
Okay.
24.
Oh, that is a definite hit.
Ten points of damage.
And you destroy the second apparition. It wasn't quite as strong as the first one. And you have ended that encounter. Alright, so Nugget is finishing his spell, so everybody gets the prayer of healing. Nothing happens within the next half minute.
All right, so everyone gets it?
Yep. You know, you were never attacked.
Nice.
So you don't have to do concentration checks.
17 health, everyone.
Wow.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. All right, so you guys all received your healing from Nugget.
You're welcome.
Yay, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
What do you guys do?
So now what do we do about
well,
that?
Well, I still got this one little thingy on my leg. One of you ladies want to go down there and fix it? Not you, rabbit.
I'm not a rabbit anymore.
Never expected you to be so tall.
I want to go scout for any more of those things.
Yeah, I was going to ask Jean what he saw around the corner while he was out there.
There was nothing that way.
Yeah, you did see armor and things of that nature when you peeked around the corner.
It's just armor on the ground.
Yeah. All right, so you're going to go back to the corner?
Is that a hallway down behind us now, or is that just a dead end?
You don't know yet. You can go down and investigate. So the choice is yours. You have two options. You can either go back around the corner, or you can go down that dark hallway that you can't really see very well.
Not even with dark vision?
You can see. You'd have to get just a little bit closer.
Okay.
To look.
I'm going to go check out the water.
All right. So you go back around the corner.
So how much of all this is rough terrain now?
Pretty much the majority of it, because there's rubble everywhere. Okay. You're stepping over rubble from the ceiling everywhere. 15. Make a perception check for me.
30, 20.
All right. So you still hear the water from the distance. And you hear the sound of wind whispering through the hallways. And you hear water dripping against the walls. And you also hear some rustling from top of the ceiling.
And I can't see up there?
Do you look?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So as you look up, we'll find out next time.
Oh,
you Ponzi!
I knew it.
Thank you for listening to All D20. We appreciate you guys, and just wanted to give another friendly reminder that those 5-star reviews on iTunes really do matter, so if you could take a moment to do that, we'd greatly appreciate it. You can also follow us on Facebook under All D20, and we're also on Twitter, @all_D20, so you can follow us there for the episodes and any upcoming information that we may have. Eventually, we do want to start doing contests and things of that nature, so add us, stay tuned. And we also appreciate your feedback. So if you want to give us some feedback on how we're doing or how we can improve the show, don't hesitate to reach out to us through those social media platforms. So thank you very much for listening, guys. Appreciate it. And as always, game on.